Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. Our triumphant holy day. Alleluia. Who did once upon the cross? Alleluia. Of praise, then let us sing. Alleluia. Unto Christ our heavenly King. Alleluia. Who endured the cross and grave. But the pains which he endured, alleluia, our salvation have procured, alleluia. Now above the sky.
Son and Holy Ghost. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But
if we confess our sins,
God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God,
we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
The right hand of the Lord exalts.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
I shall not die, but I shall live
and recount the deeds of the Lord.
The Lord has disciplined me severely,
but he has not given me over to death.
Open to me the gates of righteousness,
that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord.
The righteous shall enter through it.
I thank you that you have answered me
and have become my salvation.
The stone that the builders rejected
has become the cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing.
It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Save us, we pray, O Lord.
O Lord, we pray, give us success.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
We bless you from the house of the Lord.
The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us.
Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar.
You are my God, and I will give thanks to you.
You are my God, I will extol you.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us.
Grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Job chapter 19. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. For I know that my Redeemer lives. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead that they were engraved in the rock forever. And at the last he will stand upon the earth. After my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself. And my eyes shall behold and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This epistle reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the whole chapter is about the certainty of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And though we are reading just a portion of it for the service today, I encourage all of us to look at 1 Corinthians 15, the entire chapter, to see and Paul's rejoicing and certainty in the resurrection of Jesus and what that means for us. 1 Corinthians 15, starting at 51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is a law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand. We speak the Alleluia and verse.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb? And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Congregation may be seated. Good morning. Today's Easter, the day Jesus rose from the dead, and we remember that?
Yeah, and you know what?
You saw the flowers?
Yeah, and you know what? I got some balloons.
You got some balloons? Did you see those balloons there, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. And after church, you can take one home, okay?
Yeah, and then I have two balloons.
I have something here today that helps us think about Easter, Resurrection Sunday, okay? And you can take it with you. First of all, is that piece of paper, can you hold that? Okay, and on that piece of paper it says there's an empty tomb. Do you see this empty tomb here?
Yeah.
And there's where Jesus was lying. There's a drawing there. And that's what was covering him, that cloth. Here, see that? And he is risen. He is risen. And what you can do here is see these stickers? You can put them on here. And I'm going to help you with one or two of these. Which one do you want to put on there? See, there's Jesus and Mary and Mary and then the angel. What do you want to put on there? There's the big stone that's rolled away. Now, don't put it over the entrance. You have to put it on the side. There you go. Good job. Because it's open, right? I want you to pick one more. With the crosses, the empty crosses, The three crosses on a hill. Should I help you on that? All right. Put them on up there. Where should you put those? They're empty. He's not on the cross. Put up there or back here?
They were.
Up there on the hill. There you go.
This way they were.
Okay. And you can do more on your own too. But see, Jesus, he died on the cross, but now he's risen from the dead. And even the angels told ladies, said, he's not here. He's risen from the dead. And so this is what Easter is about. What resurrection is about. Jesus lives.
And my sister probably like another balloon.
Your sister would like a balloon too? Well, maybe you can take two home. So I want you to take that home and you can show your family and you can talk about it in Sunday school, which I know you're talking about that anyways. But think about that, how Jesus rose from the dead. Now, I want to teach you something, okay? That Christians do on Easter, and Sundays after Easter for a while, too, we'll do it in church. So, one Christian says to another Christian, he is risen, and did you hear what they said?
Yeah.
He is risen indeed. And then together you say, alleluia. Now, can you do that? Say, I say to you, he is risen, and you say, he is risen indeed. Let's try it again one more time. He is risen. Indeed. Alleluia. Good job.
And I like red and sister like pink.
Red and pink. Okay, we'll have to see. I see a red. Yeah, it's red and pink there. All right. You know, the balloons are here today because they remind us of joy and happiness. Jesus is risen from the dead. It's the best thing that happens. Let's pray. Okay. We pray.
Dear Jesus,
thank you for loving me.
Thank you for dying for me.
Thank you for rising for me.
Give me forgiveness and life.
And take care of my family.
In your name I pray.
Amen. All right. Thanks for coming out. I think the sermon hymn is next. Is that right? We sing the sermon hymn.
I know.
The congregation is invited to look at the insert where it has our Lord's Prayer, the conclusion. We speak together the conclusion with the meaning that is written in bold. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. What does this mean? This means that I should be certain that these petitions are pleasing to our Father in heaven and are heard by him. For he himself has commanded to pray in this way and has promised to hear us. Amen, amen means yes, yes, it shall be so. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I read that little bit from the Large Catechism too, which goes further, continuing to explain this. Thus, God has briefly set before us the afflictions that may ever beset us in order that we may never have an excuse for failing to pray. But the efficacy of prayer consists in our learning also to say amen to it. That is, not to doubt that our prayer is surely heard and will be granted. This word is nothing else than an unquestioning affirmation of faith on the part of one who does not pray as a matter of choice, matter of chance, but knows that God does not lie, since he has promised to grant his requests. Where such faith is wanting, there can be no true prayer. Therefore, they receive nothing, as St. James says, if anyone prays, let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from God. No doubting. We pray in that final conclusion of the Lord's Prayer. I'm going to emphasize two words here in that sentence in the concluding part. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thine. Amen. During Lent, we have thought about all the parts of this holy prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray, teaches us to pray. We started with Ash Wednesday, thinking of our Father. And we followed through each of the petitions on the Wednesdays of Lent. And then Maundy, Thursday, lead us not into temptation. Good Friday, but deliver us from evil. Or as we noted there, deliver us from the evil one. And now, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Jesus gave us this prayer. If you follow the sermon notes with a few blanks. The conclusion of the Lord's Prayer confesses that God's kingdom is more important than any other earthly nation or power. There is no other nation or power that is higher. We state our allegiance and faith in God above everything in heaven and on earth. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. That's how we conclude the prayer. It doesn't belong to any human power or institution. It's God's kingdom and power and glory. Every time we pray this, I hope that sticks into your mind. Every time you say or sing the Lord's Prayer, for thine, you are saying to God, I pray and I am saying and I believe that your kingdom is more important than anything else in this world. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. To know that Jesus won victory over death by rising from the dead gives us the confidence that this kingdom For thine is a kingdom is different from any other kingdom. No other kingdom, no other power raises us back to life except Jesus Christ himself. And so when we pray that, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever, that is a prayer of life. That is a prayer of hope. That is a prayer of resurrection. So for thine, your kingdom. And the last word, amen. If you will look at that point two, it is true. Amen, it comes from the Hebrew, means it's not false, it's true, and I believe it. There's truth there, it's solid, and that comes into the Greek. And Jesus would often say, truly, truly, I say to you. He is making an oath. He said, this is a very absolute certain thing I'm going to say to you. It gives me joy, that's the way to say it. It gives me joy to this day to think about when we were missionaries in Ghana from 1993 to 98, we were with the Kunkomba people. And there was no written language for the Kunkomba people yet at that time. Now there's a Bible and some other things are being written. But you are trying to witness and tell the Bible stories and get the truth of the gospel to people. Many believed and came to faith. But it was interesting what had already been in place when I came, what they used for the word amen. And many churches, even no matter what language, they might say amen or something like that, which is fine. But it was interesting. In that little Kunkomba area, in that little untranslated language, no writing for it at that time, instead of amen, they said ibamoi. Ibamoi. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. In Puerto Nibian Yumbu, ibamoi. And that word ibamoi means, in their language, it's true. And they would use it in conversation all the time. If you're telling someone a story and the person would just say, yeah, I hear you, understand, that's true, ibamoi, ibamoi, ibamoi. So when they prayed in the name of Jesus, or they prayed Jesus' prayer, our Lord's prayer that he gave, and they said ibamoi, in their language, they're saying, this is true. It's true. To see how certain and how important amen is at the end of this prayer and all our prayers, I put down 1 Corinthians 1 there, which helps us understand this further. You can fill in the second sentence too. Jesus Christ has God sworn yes to save us. Yes to save us. From 1 Corinthians 1, written there, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you, Silvanus and Timothy and I, this is Paul writing, was not yes and no, but in him it is always yes. Just stop there for a moment. Paul is telling the church, the Christians in Corinth, what we proclaim to you, me and Timothy and Silvanus, what we proclaimed to you wasn't like, oh, maybe you can be saved. Oh, maybe you're good enough. Oh, maybe you'll rise from the dead. Oh, maybe your sins are forgiven. No, 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 no. Yes, you are saved. Yes, he is risen from the dead. Yes, you can pray to God and trust in him. It was not yes and no. Salvation in Christ is yes. He continues, for all the promises of God find their yes in him. The promises to be with us, to forgive us, to give us life everlasting, to bless us in Christ are always yes. Continuing, that is why it is through him that we utter amen to God for his glory. In Christ, God says yes to us. Yes, you're forgiven. Yes, you're my daughter. Yes, you're my son. Yes, I will take you to heaven. And Paul says, in him we utter amen. It is true. Amen, at the end of the Lord's Prayer, is to say with faith, everything that I have just prayed in the Lord's Prayer, all those petitions which Jesus taught us to pray, yes, this is the truth. Amen. Iba moi. It is true. Saying amen at the Lord's Prayer or any of our prayers means I believe, I agree, it's true. It's not, at least in the circles I grew up in, it wasn't so much for Lutherans to say amen after a statement of praise or blessing, but I've gotten better and better at it. People will say to me, God bless you, or God heal you, or God is watching over you. And we should feel very free to say, amen. It's true. In Jesus, this good thing you said, this comfort you gave me, is true. Amen. Do you agree? Jesus loves you, and he has risen for you. He forgives you your sins. He calls you brother and sister. He gives you life everlasting. Amen. Amen. Still was a little bit weak. Jesus loves you, and he's risen from the dead, and he forgives your sins, and he gives you everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
It's true. Believe and hold to that. For all the promises of God find their yes in him. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, in your Son's death and resurrection, you say yes to us. You forgive us our sins. You call us to be your own. You call us to faith. You call us to the strengthening of faith. All these promises you make in Jesus and yet you do in our lives, we thank you for it. Heavenly Father, help us to believe and live in your promises every day. Help us to say together, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You will have a chance for a few more amens. We confess our faith together using the words of the Nicene Creed. It's printed in the bulletin. You're invited to stand for this, and then after that, we bring our prayers of Zion Lutheran Church to our Heavenly Father. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance by the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead,
whose kingdom will have no end.
And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, on this glorious day, fill your people with a holy fear at the resurrection of your Son, that we would tremble no longer before the grave, but rejoice and live in the truth of your power to save. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us hold fast to the word preached to us, that receiving it with joy, we may take our stand in it and be saved by it. Hinder all who would sow doubt into our hearts, and grant us courage to confess its truth in our life and conversation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless our president and all who make and administer our laws. Frustrate the forces of evil, and do not let our leaders cooperate with them or further their goals, but guard our armed forces as they stand watch for us at home and abroad. Let them serve with honor and integrity. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Have mercy on the sick and those in any need. We remember Margaret and Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Sue, Brian, Gary, Keith, Dave, Brad, David, Ken, Don, Pastor Nierman, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. Let the dawning light of the new creation in Christ sustain them in faith. In accord with your will, grant them renewed health and a foretaste of their eternal healing in him. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us joy in your Son's great victory feast as he shares it with us from this altar. In the eating of his true body and the drinking of his precious blood in faith, overcome our sin by his forgiveness and swallow up our death in his life, that we may be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort those who mourn with the truth of Christ's empty tomb, that in the midst of their grief, they may abide in the hope of the resurrection. Uphold them in faith as they await the day when you will wipe away every tear from all faces. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We join today in singing eternal alleluias with innumerable angels in festal gathering, with the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and with the spirits of the righteous made perfect. And we bring these petitions before you, dear Father, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death. And by his rising again, he has restored us to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 holy Lord God of power and might,
heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
We sing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace.
Thank the Lord and sing his praise. Tell everyone what he has done. Let all who seek the Lord rejoice and proudly bear his name. He recalls his promises and leads his people forth in joy. With shouts of thanksgiving, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
Sheep.
just